Welcome back to Hoofbeats with Lori. We're rekindling America's love affair with the horse one Saturday at a time. I'm Lori Richliant, along with my co-host and husband Victor Richliano. If you enjoy all things equine, you know this is the place to be.
Now, you know, Lori, we have another listener question.
Yes.
And it's another springtime question.
See, we are really channeling spring.
And what's really neat is it's the second question from a person with a brand new horse.
Good. I like to see the industry
like
with that.
More horses coming out.
Yes, that's good.
I think that's great.
Wonderful.
So this listener question is entitled, "Oh no, my horse won't go."
That's cute. Oh no, my horse won't go.
Yeah, what should we do now? And it goes like this. And it goes, "I have had my horse for about a year now, and we had a great riding season last year. The only problem I had was I could not get him in the trailer to go for rides with my friends. I want to go with my friends this year. Do you have any suggestions on how to get him in the trailer?"
That's a complicated question. That's a very complicated question. Yes.
Yeah. So you just don't charge him at the trailer and hope that he stops there.
No, most of the time they don't do it. What I don't have here, though, is I don't have what he does exactly.
Okay.
I would have liked to have had a little more information here. Some horses are just shy about going in there and they just need a little bit of positive encouragement to go in. Some horses are fearful when they get in. Some are claustrophobic.
Right.
Some get violent. So we have a whole bunch of different things here. So I'm going to kind of just go generalities here.
And let's kind of go with this is a new horse.
Okay.
So it doesn't have the age of the horse either and whether or not it's had a bad trailering experience because that could do. And but let's just kind of go that it's a horse that's just kind of stopping and not quite going in.
Well, those aren't too difficult. What we need to do, though, with that is take them away from the trailer.
Okay.
When we have a horse that has an issue of not going into something or following you over something, that means that your groundwork is not all the way done. This is where we see the holes in our foundation. And if there's holes in that foundation, that means there's going to be holes in your riding foundation. Everything starts with groundwork. So this is a time when we go back to what I call cognitive communication. Here's where we need to teach that horse. You show them where to go with one hand and you tell them where to go with the other. So you show and then send.
Right, so basically you're taking them away from the trailer.
Yes, because they need to know that when you ask them to go forward, that means to go forward over anything, to anything, and to follow you. So if they're not, that means that their communication level is just, they don't have that comprehension.
You know, the other thing, too, that, you know, we've always gone slow with horses,
mm-hmm.
and it's coming back to when it comes to trailer breaking them and getting them used to the trailer, is, again, you can take them away from the trailer and you teach them a cue to go forward or the cognitive communication that whenever you ask them to move their feet,
mm-hmm.
they're going to move their feet in the direction that you're pointing your hand.
Right. So we're like pointing to the, say if we point to the left with our lead rope in our left, we're going to encourage them with our right hand. We send them with our right hand. And that doesn't mean that you have to smack them or anything. It just means that you're giving them a direction to go.
Well, the other thing is, it was kind of interesting, and it's a study that you sent me,
mm-hmm.
and we're going to probably talk about it on a future episode, and I was reading through it quickly this week, and it was talking about how a horse sees.
Yes, isn't that interesting?
Yeah, it was really interesting that the stuff for them is darker than what we see.
Yes.
So, you know, if you're coming up, one of the things that'll help encourage to get the horse in the trailer is make sure that it's well lit.
Yes.
You know, even during daytime.
Exactly.
Because them walking out, I was just
shocked.
Have you ever
been wondering why the most trailers are white?
Right.
Why the inside is white?
Right. And it's, you know, I saw that and I wanted to talk about it on this week's show. But when I looked through it, the pictures
mm-hmm.
where they were showing what a horse sees, I haven't figured out how to show those pictures on radio yet.
It's pretty complicated.
Or how to describe it. And we'll probably just put a link someplace to where people can go and read this. Because you need to see those pictures. But I was amazed at how much darker things look to horses. So you walk them up to this trailer, and it's this giant
cave.
Black hole.
Yep, exactly.
And they don't know if there's a ground in there, if there's a bottom.
Right. So there's a lot of trust issue here. This is the reason why, again, we have to go back to our basics. And that horse has got to trust you that when you tell him to go forward, he will. So we do put cues on that horse. Like, for instance, we will, like if I'm going up to the trailer one, once this horse knows that when I'm pointing with my one hand and driving forward with the other hand, just to always go forward. Now, when I'm going forward, I'm going to be away from the trailer. I may take, you know, like a riding crop, which is, you know, with a bat on the end, it's small, and I may ask that horse to go forward. I'll, you know, pull with one, I'll tap the front leg just a little, and he makes any motion forward. That means even leaning, I stop.
Right.
So
That's the release.
The release is important. Does not matter if you're on the ground or riding. The horse is always looking for the release. That is their time to just relax. Now, because if you put pressure on an animal without giving them a release, there is no break, and then it just gets worse.
Right. And the biggest thing to remember, and like I said, this listener question doesn't have a whole lot of detail in it as to what the problem is. One, don't be afraid to seek out professional help. If you're having problems with it, don't you get injured and don't get the horse injured trying to force them into a trailer just so you can go on a trail ride. But also remember, too, that no matter what trauma has happened in the past, there's nothing that can't be fixed with that horse.
No, you can go through it. It's just they need to, the biggest thing is go back to the basics, go back to groundwork.
I mean, and if you remember, probably our worst case was a horse we had back in Colorado that had literally been wenched into a trailer before.
Right.
And he was deathly afraid of ramps.
Mm-hmm.
And we didn't have access, you know, and sometimes you can't modify your trailer just for one horse. And our trailer at the time had a ramp in it. He didn't like that ramp because he remembered being dragged up into...
Physically, we saw this.
Absolute horror. It was horror. We were yelling at people and making them stop. And, you know, and he would not step on that ramp. So what we started doing was teaching him to go forward. When we took one of those short bats and tapped him on the shoulder, he would move forward. And it's the same thing that Lori said. Any leaning, any movement forward, you stop and praise the horse, give him the release.
And do short little segments. I can't stress this enough. Even though it doesn't seem like you've accomplished much, you need to do a little bit and then stop.
Right.
That release, even with that, means a lot more. It'd be better to do it three times for like 5 minutes than a half an hour session. Horses don't operate on long times.
And with this horse, his name was Conan. I mean, it took us a few weeks. But eventually he learned to go forward every time I tapped his shoulder.
Right.
And he trusted me. So then the next thing, we had a problem when we got to the ramp because he could see the ramp.
Yes.
And we figured out that it was the sight of the ramp that was causing the problem. No matter how hard we worked on him going forward, we'd walk him up to that ramp and he would just freeze and wouldn't go. So then we started working on teaching him to go forward with a set of full blinders on. And there are these items that you can get them at the tack stores, and it's like a hood. It goes over the top of their head. And
we use it sometimes for driving if we're trying to work them in a certain way. We'll use like a half blinder or something like that.
Well, they do have the full blinders.
Yes.
So we put a set of full blinders on this horse so he couldn't see. It's kind of like the theory of trying to get a horse out of a building that's on fire.
Exactly.
You throw something over their eyes so they can't see, and if they'll trust you and keep moving. So now we taught him to go forward with the blinders on. And once we did that, we would put the blinders on him a ways away from the trailer, and we would teach him to go forward, and we'd start tapping. And he walked right into the trailer every single time.
And it wasn't the trailer that he was afraid of. It was the sight of the ramp. Again, it's trauma.
It brought back trauma. And so he walked, and once he was in the trailer,
he
could take the blinders off, and the trailer was big enough, you could literally turn him around in there and move him in there.
And he would back out easy, too.
And he'd back out without a problem because he couldn't see the ramp while he was backing out.
And it did eventually get better. But what this did is it's basically a Band-Aid until we can get him to the next step. So I know we've kind of digressed and kind of gone off subject, but the biggest thing that we're trying to impress on here is go to basics. You don't need to do this in the trailer per se to start with, but that horse needs to trust you and to know when you ask that horse to go forward, to go forward.
And a cue is something that the horse does 100% of the time. So if you cue it to go forward, it'll go forward whether that's across the ground or up into the trailer.
Practice on the ground with different poles and everything else. Those are great tools to do.
Correct. So with that, Lori, we're going to take one last break. And when we come back, we're going to wrap up the show. So stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Birchwood Psychological Center offers holistic, personal, and innovative counseling. Birchwood Psychological Center is here to help you face challenging situations or to help you move your life in a new direction. Birchwood also offers animal-assisted therapy, which has proven to be a highly successful approach to youth counseling. Call Birchwood Psychological Center today at 643-9330, located at 115 5th Street North in Breckenridge, Minnesota. Birchwood Psychological Center, 643-9330.